I received a phone call some years ago that the lady lost so much blood. She called me in an emergency that I rushed over to take her to emergency room. Some of the Vietnamese lady come to the United States. They don't know what to do. They couldn't call. They don't know how to call 911. So she asked for my help. And when we visit the emergency room, and the nurse and the doctor say, if you don't bring this lady in time, in the next 5 minutes, she probably would die. She lost so much blood. I realized blood's so important in our life, in our soul, in our body. Blood is so important. Just imagine you lose so much blood. What happened to you? Are you still thinking straight? If a blood couldn't go to your brain, you're going to get a stroke. If a blood couldn't go into your nose, your toes, it's all pink, and your toes will die. Blood is so important in our body, and a lot of time we don't think it's important. Everything, we need blood. There's only tissue in our body that can travel everywhere in our body. You can have a cell, a tissue, a muscle, a brain, or a kidney, or lung, anywhere, but blood tissue is travel mobile and everywhere in the body. And every 23 seconds is travel all over the body to bring nutrition to nurture the cell. If you don't have blood, nothing will function. Because blood will bring life, will bring that oxygen that's needed to help your cells function. Bring nutrition to every single part of your body to help your body to stay healthy. It's so important. If you don't have such blood or enough blood volume in your body, it will not do the work. Some people today even trying to find a way to eat food such a way to increase the blood volume. Healthy cell, blood cell. Do everything because it's so important. God say, in our life is blood. Blood is so important. Now, in our body, we have 5 quarts of blood. And some people have accident, they need pump more blood in their body to have enough to keep them survive. Now, the function of blood is so important. It's not only move around in your body to carry oxygen, to carry nutrient, but also to take waste away from your body. Right? Just think about garbage truck. Go around once a week in front of your house to pick up trash. But at the same time, deliver food door. That's what it is. That's what blood is. Go around to collect all the trash, all the dirty things to throw away, but give you oxygen and nutrient to nurture your body. And so important, God's used that idea of blood. Why wouldn't you do anything else? But your blood is so important because in blood, there's life. There's life. You know, one time I was hang up mini blind. You know what a mini blind? Guy ever hang up the mini blind? I do that all the time. And so I bought the mini blind from Home Depot, and I used a drill. Put a drill bit in there, and the dry side, try to get a couple holes up into the window frame to put the mini blind up. And so as I put the drill, I drill it up, I put it down, I use a drill screwdriver to put these mini blind up. And as I'm doing that, focus intensively, put this blind up, and suddenly I hear the scream, ah! I look down, Joseph playing around with the drill bit. And when he yanked on that drill bit machine, the drill, it went all the way through his feet. Man, I look at that. I look at his feet. Small little tiny feet. And the drill bit went through. I'm so scared. There's blood all over the place. And I slowly, and I'm scared of blood, you know. I hold the feet, and I pull the drill bit slowly out of his feet. As I pull it out, the blood squished out of his feet. I get the big towel wrap around the feet. I pick up my little boy and rush to the hospital. I can still vaguely remember day. He lost so much blood. But at least I rushed to the hospital, and he's stable. He cried and he screamed. He said, "Dad, Dad, don't let the doctor touch my feet. I know how painful it is." I thought about Jesus when the nail went through his feet. What it's been like. But he want to give that blood to you and I. What does that mean by the blood? Let's go back into the book of Genesis chapter 1. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. When Adam and Eve sinned, and God have only way to save them is the blood. Remember, when your body filled with disease in your blood, you need blood transfusion. When the body have so filthy, you need to find a way to get that out of your body, or else you will die. All these cancers in your bodies will kill you. All the problem you have, the blood, high cholesterol, will kill you. And God say, Adam and Eve, they will die. You need to find a way to save them. Verse 21 of chapter 3 say, also Adam and his wife, the Lord God, make tunic of skin and clothe them. Now, let me ask you, how did they get the skin? You got to kill some animal to get the skin now and clothe Adam and Eve. In other words, to save Adam and Eve, some animal have to die for it. And on we see the chapter in the Old Testament, they have to kill innocent lamb to make offering. Because that represent the blood of the lamb poured out, represent will give life to the people. That is rehearsed throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament. When it comes to the New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 29. This is clearly to the Israelite, to the Hebrew. They know this very well. When John saw Jesus, this is what he said. John 1, chapter 29, say, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. That is the Lamb. When John the Baptist saw that is the Lamb, everyone understand that. That Lamb, the blood of that Lamb will take away the sin of this world. That's what Jesus had to do. He come to this world to give the pure blood of his to us. Turn to another Bible text with me. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things. What are things in the world is corruptible? Okay, Peter says it like silver or gold, or the aimless conduct received by tradition of your father. What Peter trying to say this? A lot of time we think we redeem. A lot of things we be healthy. Maybe we overcome something as we have money, gold or silver, job, cars, house, everything. God say no. All these things are corruptible. All these things cannot save you. And here the world run after. Hopefully we find happiness into money. Hopefully we find fame into this world. But Peter said all these things cannot redeem you. But, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Only the blood of the Lamb, only the blood of Jesus Christ, only the blood of the Savior can redeem us. Only that blood can redeem us. You know, when I saw a mobile truck and say blood drive, yeah, I feel touched. I want to give my blood or donate my blood. And so I went to that blood drive. I sit in there. Let me lie down for, 20 minutes or so. and they pour a pint of blood out of my body. I said, you take that much blood out of my body? I said, they need that much. Anyway, and so I feel good that maybe I give blood to help someone else. And a few weeks later, I receive a letter in the mail from this agency. Say, well, thank you to give blood. And I didn't read any longer. Well, next time I see another blood drive, I say, I want to make an appointment. I want to give blood again. That's probably 6 months later. And they say, no, I cannot take your blood. People ever say that to you? I cannot take your blood. I say, what happened? I mean, why? I've been give blood. Why you can't have blood? Why we find something in your blood, we don't want it. Okay, we'll make a long story short. They don't want my blood. And so, in other words, there's something in my body. Maybe some disease, some past disease, something is not worth to transfer to someone else. You see, I cannot help someone. I cannot save someone. Because my blood is not purified. You see, God's blood is purified. He can give to anyone. Our blood, we cannot give to anyone. We can help to sustain them for a long, short period of time, but no way we can give them eternal life. And that's what Peter say. Only precious blood of Christ, spotless, can give to us. So my friend, that's what it's all about. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. Only his blood can give us life. Life now and eternity. Blood is so important, and that's why Jesus Christ is doing that. How much blood did Jesus have to give to the whole world? He got to give every single drop out of his body? How much blood? Well, as I read about blood cells, this is what it is. Blood, they have two types of blood. You have a white blood cell and red blood cell. And so red blood cell can carry oxygen and nutrient to the body to nurture, to help you keep you healthy. But this called white blood cell. What does the white blood cell do? What does the blood blood cell do? Now, when you fall, when you have wound, when you injury, that particular part of your body, it turns red. What is that? Okay, yes, the blood is going there. And majority is white blood cell going there. White. Because when you have injury, you will have infection. Right? Disease will come. And so these white blood cells will come right there to put like a target, put on a barrier to fight any kind of disease. Any time infection will come in your body. And this white blood cell glob up all these infections, all these dirty. And in the breath, they swallow all this. Guess what? That white blood cell will die in the process. Will die in the process. Will give up their life to save your body. You understand that? That's a tremendous blessing. When Jesus Christ, same thing. If he want to save you, if he want to give you his blood, he have to die. He have to die in order to you have life. He will exchange his life for your life. He will take your sinful life. And he have to die on the cross. My friend, a lot of time we cry, now why Jesus have to die for me? Sometimes we don't understand. We ask maybe a dumb question, why you have to die? He said into Romans chapter 5 verse 8, if you remember that Romans chapter 5 verse 8, very beautiful text, and say this, but God demonstrates his own love toward us. He demonstrates his own love. He demonstrates how much he loves us toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us 2,000 years ago. He died for us 2,000 years ago. And sometimes we don't understand. He said, you were still a sinner. Before you were born, I have a plan for you. I have died for you so you can have eternal life. The day, the minute we're born, we are sinner. Sinner from our forefather and for ourselves. We are sinner, and God knows that sin will lead to death. And sometimes we don't understand that. And some of us, we are young. We don't know what's death all about. Until some of you work in the medical field, when you visit someone on deathbed, dead, you understand. When I have to pray for someone who has cancer and the doctors say they have only a few days to live, you can see into people's eyes. You can understand that life and death are so close, just by the line of thread, just step one step to another from life to death. You see that in front of your eyes. And you craving for life. You want to live. You see, some of it, we don't understand that. Jesus had to took penalty for it. Jesus willing to die before you understand what the death are about. When we come to in term to understand about this, when we participate in the Lord's Supper, you understand Christ took that penalty to save us. It's a long time ago, people thought blessings were not important. Matter of fact, 200 years ago. And one way people try to cure sickness or disease is to take dirty blood out of the body. Some people put leeches in the blood, so they suck blood out of it. And when they're doing that, they hopefully pour some dirty blood, bad blood out of the body. And they believe in that. Okay, today it's different. You know, scientifically they think different, but that's what they did in the past. I remember I read an Ellen G. White book 150 years ago. That's how they cure disease. Now, when you took too much blood out, your body cannot function. And that exactly happened to President George Washington. Do you know that? I visit his home in Mount Vernon in Virginia and hear all the story about it. And that's what he took so much blood out of George Washington when he was sick and he was bleeding to death. Because people don't understand the value of blood. God said, I come to this world to give you the blood of life and give to us freely. Give us for freely, no cost. The question, are we accepted or not? My friend, we need a purified blood. We need that in order to have alive and alive abundantly and also eternal life. And Jesus do that for us and given us. The longer we wait to accept Jesus, the longer we decay into this world. Sin will cover us that we cannot escape. If you have not accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, this is the opportunity. He's the only way. He is the way, the truth, and eternal life. If you have not accepted his blood shed for you, I plead with you, accept Jesus Christ today. And the more you study, the more you find out about it. He has already died for you. He already engraved your name in his palm. He already prepared a mansion in heaven for you. He has prepared everything for you. Only simple thing for you to accept him. Would you accept him today? After all, he do everything for you already. I give my life to him. And when you give your life to him, he will come into your life and he make you a new person. A new person. A new bloodstream comes to your body. A new person. New character. New tissue. New everything. I want new. Are you new? I want a new person. That's what God will do to you when you accept Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, our God, there's so many things that we don't understand. But as little bit things that you share with us, Lord, help us to grasp the amazing thing that you give life to us through the blood of Christ. Lord, we are sinners. Our body full with disease and sins. And we could not last in this world unless we have you. But you love us so much, you come to this world and willing to die for us before even we are sinners. You have died for us. I pray every single young man and woman today to reach their hand out to grab you, that you can give a new blood to them, a new person, a new creature. Oh Lord, I pray that every young man and young woman, every old person and young children, that we will be in thy kingdom, that you not let anyone lose out of the sanctuary when you come back, that we found righteous in thy sight when you come back, take us home. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.